Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton, and my guest today is Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore. The budget is at issue for the Atlanta City Council. Tell us about that.
We are proposed to adopt the budget. That's $2.1 billion over all our funds, but really where the rubber meets the road for citizens is over $600 million for our general fund. We're not giving any property tax increases. We're rolling back, so the City of Atlanta will not add to your property tax burden, but there are some issues that council still will be grappling with.
Like what?
Well, they're looking at trying to increase salaries for our public safety, police and firefighters, and maybe do some bonuses or some other things for other employees. So employee issues are still top of mind for the council, particularly public safety.
Overtime for officers in the City of Atlanta, are you looking to do this in terms of budget increases to help with that situation?
Well, they're looking at unfunded positions and how that money has been used in the past for overtime and how some of that money can be used to go back into keeping the people that we have here now. Overtime, the reason why some of them are having overtime is because we don't have many officers. So we've got to make sure that, first of all, we retain the officers that we have. And I think that's where the council's focus, and making sure that we get enough money so that we can keep the officers that we have, and then we've got to grow the force.
Now, what are some of the other issues you have?
Well, other than the budget, that's a big thing, but I authored some legislation which was introduced and sponsored by Councilmember Andre Dickens to create independent procurement review officers to review procurements to make sure when the council votes on it that the council has someone to look to make sure the process was fair, and that should be voted on as well.
Has that been an issue in the past, and to what extent?
Well, it has been an issue in that, being a council member, I knew that I did not have the full understanding of the process. And as you can see, some of the things that have come out in the news, we find out that things were happening, score sheets weren't necessarily tallied right. So we need someone independent of the council, independent of the mayor, to review that process. And before the council makes a vote to accept or reject something, they have some information to go on.
And again, what would this title be?
They will be called Independent Procurement Review Officers, and they will work directly under the internal auditor, which is an independent function, independent of the mayor and the council.
Will any of the items that you take on when you talk about the budget, will it include anything when it comes to the homeless situation in Atlanta?
Well, we do a lot of that through grant funding. I don't know of any specific line item related to homelessness. And I always remind people, the City of Atlanta cannot carry the issue related to people without homes on our own. This is a county issue, and it's a metropolitan and a regional issue. And until we address it collectively, particularly with the state and mental health issues, we're just kind of treading water.
Your first budget as City Council President, huh?
Yes, it is, and I think the process has been great. Our chair, Howard Shook, of Finance Committee, has led a great one. Thanks to you and others for promoting our virtual town hall. We had good participation from the public, and I think we're going to have a good budget for the citizens.
Close to almost 200 days for you in office. How do you sum them up?
It's been very busy, a little challenging in trying to get the schedule and trying to get everywhere I need to go. But it's been great. The council is coming together. We're learning each other. The mayor's office is moving on some of her initiatives. So I think so far, so good.
One of the things that you have said and stood up for is that when it comes to corruption in city government, you've said, I expect things to get worse before we see better.
I still feel that we have not heard what the result of all of the investigations. We have the GBI, the FBI, the U.S. Attorney, and many other agencies, even election officials from the state looking at the city. So we have not yet heard the results of their investigations. And so I just say brace yourself for that, but we will get through it. Like the Phoenix, we will rise again.
And if citizens want more information about what's going on in Atlanta City government, what should they do?
Well, first of all, you can follow my page on Facebook if you're Facebook, Felicia A. Moore, Atlanta City Council President, or I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. And then you can always call my office, 404-330-6052, and we'd be more than happy to help you.
Everybody, been talking to Atlanta City Council President Felicia A. Moore. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.